Today, for a discussion on agriculture, we are speaking with the General Manager of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission, Mr. Ward Toman. First off, Ward, thank you for being our first ever guest, actually, on this new adventure.
Well, you're welcome. It's always always fun to talk on the radio, and especially fun to be the first one.
Fair enough. And I guess just for some things, I mean, I'm looking at some of the big issues here, and I know talking to a lot of different farmers up here, would you say that what are some of the things that you're hearing from different producers of canola around the region? I know up here in the Northwest, people have had a lot of problems with inclement weather. Is that like something that's actually happening a lot around the province in terms of crops? I've seen some good results elsewhere, but maybe not as good somewhere, especially in the Northwest.
Well, the Northwest has been challenged this year more than the rest of the province. I mean, all the various regions in the province had their challenges. The South had, and by South I mean Calgary South for just know what we're talking about. They had hard dry years up until this past year, and they had actually some really, really good crops. So they had some bumper stuff, some record yields. They had very timely moisture. But, you know, prior to that, they had 4 years of drought. Central Alberta and the north had wetter years this past few years, and the Peace has had some very hard. Northwestern Alberta has had, and some sections of northeastern Alberta, really hard wet falls, lots of several springs. There's been spring thrash crops going, coming off, some folks not being able to get actually their crop in because they never got last year's crop off. So the Northwest has had its share of challenges in the past 4 years as well. And while some of the other parts of the province, yeah, they got caught up last year, but not so much in the Northwest. They're still facing some challenges, and those things still are hanging around, and they'll be facing the farmers up there again come spring.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I guess just one of those things that obviously the pandemic, COVID-19, has affected how everybody does everything around the world, from us in the radio business to no matter where you are. And how has it affected a lot of the canola producers based on what you've heard from your membership?
It's impacted them less than other standard businesses. I mean, farmers by their very name, by the business model that they have and what they do, they are isolated, right? So they would have to take precautions maybe on having folks come to the farm or when they went to take deliveries. Some of the elevators and the crushers had different procedures around how they deliver grain and how they physically interact with farmers. The livestock folks have had bigger issues because the slaughter plants, close working quarters, and those things don't necessarily. Those conditions don't exist in the canola crush business. It's a bit more machine handled. The grain elevators are a little bit different, and same thing with the boats and the railway. So they've had some adjustments. They have to take care of some things. Maybe where there's farms with non-resident family members coming to work on the farm, they've had to maybe take some precautions around masks. And that would have been at the beginning of the pandemic the biggest issue, is that the rush for personal protection equipment, specifically the N95 masks, which are very important for farmers to protect from grain dust, fertilizer dust, and things of that nature, were suddenly being taken up by the medical community and became very short, critically short in some agricultural areas. Farmers could, it was the end of summer before some farmers got a hold of some of these things. So
right.
That was one of the biggest challenges that we faced right up front. And hopefully I think it's been kind of solved. There's been supplies. So I think folks are getting stocked up and getting their inventories in place for the next season.
All right, awesome. And I guess it's I guess it could be a tough thing to predict, at least because we never know what the weather is going to do. We never know what's going to happen around the world with other producers. So would your organization have any forecasts or what kind of predictions you may hope for this year in terms of canola prices?
Well, I think our forecasts are about as accurate and as reliable as anybody else's forecasts. This
Fair
past
enough.
Year. I mean, we've seen grain prices really take a run in the past few weeks, and I think they pretty much caught a lot of folks by surprise. So that kind of says it all. It's welcome. Clearly, it's very much the higher prices are very much welcomed by farmers. It helps ease some of the pain that they felt in the past few years. And are those prices going to hang? I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure all the marketing specialists out there are trying to figure that part out right now.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, as well, we know that a lot of organizations, be it beef, pork, canola as well, like to provide a lot of, free information webinars and whatnot. And a lot of these things usually put on by local organizations would be in person, but obviously due to COVID, a lot of these meetings obviously can't happen in public. But does the Producers Commission have any sort of like free webinars and education that people looking into it could check out?
We have a variety of things happening with either put on by us, but more importantly, put on with partners of ours. So we're involved with Alberta Wheat, Alberta Barley, and Alberta Pulse Growers, and putting on Agronomy Update, which is happening in a week or so. Our partners up in the Peace, the Smoky Applied Research Organization, and Para up at up north, the North Peace Applied, as well as Mara up north. I mean, they put on local events online, and we help distribute that information so that farmers from across the region and Alberta, for that matter, can get involved. So, I mean, anybody, I would strongly urge, all these things are listed on our website. I would strongly urge farmers and anyone to go to the website, albertacanola.com. Best way, sign up. There's a sign up to subscribe to our e-newsletters. And that way you get the information when we're pushing out information about events that we or our partners might be putting on. You'll be getting them as soon as we get them out.
Awesome. We're speaking with Ward Toma. He is the general manager for the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. And I guess as well, when I think of canola personally, I look at the bottle of oil that I have in my pantry. But aside from that, I guess that's a fun thing. I always like to remind people, like at least at the retail level, what are some of the wonderful things that you can do with canola besides make oil?
Well, I mean, so there's obviously there's the canola oil, but I mean the meal that's left over is first class dairy feed, so it's highly in demand by the dairy industries in the United States and overseas. So and there's a lot of the dairies in Alberta are using this as well. Some of the work that we've also been involved with is in the polyol, the plastics area, and in the paints and glues and that work. There's been some very interesting products commercialized around canola-based plastics and paints and resins. So there's a lot of different things that can be done with it, depending on, of course, the cost of the alternatives. So we're always on the lookout for new and exciting ways to increase the demand for the product.
And I guess one final question we have for you, Ward, is that when it comes to innovation in agriculture, I know that there are some farmers that I've spoken with in Saskatchewan, Alberta, that feel that maybe in terms of innovation in the industry itself, maybe a little bit behind other innovations but, or other industries in terms of the pace of innovation. But seen in the last, I would say, year and a half, the innovation has really started to pick up. Are there some innovations out there, at least in terms of agriculture? We've seen that now people can do a grade of seed just by, taking a picture of it with their iPhones. Are we starting to see a lot more of those types of technologies come available for farmers, and are they receptive to it?
Well, farmers are an innovative bunch on their own. I mean, when you think about minimal tillage or conservation tillage, that was driven right from the get-go by a lot of farmers. They built those machines, right, so that you didn't have to do a bunch of passes if you didn't want to help conserve soil and improve your soil health. So farmers, by their very nature, are innovative. They're involved in a lot of this, and we're seeing a lot of technological, like you mentioned, use of drones for scouting and use of drones to take pictures and maybe do disease and pest, weed IDs, lots of things around weed control using robotics in the field. The sprayer technology in itself has advanced so much in the past just immediate few years to minimize the impact of herbicides and pesticides on the environment. So that stuff it's out there. Some of it is a lot of it, especially canola, is biotechnology. It's incorporated into the seed, and that's really been beneficial to the farmers and to the canola industry.
Awesome, Ward. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us today, and look forward to chatting you in the future.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
This is Ward Toma. He's the general manager for the Alberta Canola Producers Commission.